This is Food for Faith, and I'm Father John O'Connor. Have you ever thought of the ground that you live on as holy ground? If not, you might find this reflection helpful. One of the first tasks of the parents of the newborn child is to name their baby. And a lot of reflection, thought, and even some debate goes into this process of naming. Since the parents know that the name that they give to their child is important, this will be their child's name, probably for the child's lifetime. A name signifies an identity, a character, a personality. No longer is the newborn just called the baby, but has a name. In today's first reading, and probably I just need to clarify that the readings of today are from Sunday for the third Sunday of Advent, Year C, but in parishes where the OCIA scrutinies are being held, the Year A readings are the readings. So you haven't got the wrong reading. Just look at the first reading for Year C, and you will hear Moses hearing his name called by God. God calls to Moses, Moses. Moses. And Moses answers, "Here I am." And so a dialogue begins that is the greatest journey of faith in the Old Testament. God is calling Moses to lead his people from captivity in Egypt into freedom, from being persecuted slaves in a strange land through a journey of many ups and downs to a land of promise. You might like to, with your children, watch a brief 7-minute animation of the entire Moses story at a link that's on the website here. Not only will the children find it a very helpful introduction to Moses, but so too will you, I'm sure. And we often refer to the land that Jesus walked in as the Holy Land, and so it is the Holy Land. "Remove the sandals from your feet," says God to Moses, "for the place where you stand is holy ground." However, Jesus no longer walks only one land, but is alive and present in every land where people acknowledge him and where people desire to live fully with Jesus. So Jesus is present in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and in every other land. Not so much because God created these lands, but because these countries are places where people, like Moses, speak with the divine and listen to him, and where we today live in relationship with Jesus Christ. This is what makes our land holy land. Our homes, our workplaces, and our communities are holy ground. This is holy ground because it's where we communicate with Jesus, and in these places, in our homes, in our workplaces. In these conversations, these divine conversations, heaven and earth are linked and thereafter named holy, that is, set apart, at least for that moment, set apart for God, for a special sacred relationship. Throughout the scriptures, God communicates with individuals and names or renames them as a mark of this dedication, this sign. God renamed Abram, Abraham. Sarai was renamed Sarah. Jacob became Israel. And in the New Testament, Simon is renamed as Peter. You are Peter. And many of the most significant gospel moments of encounter with Jesus begin with Jesus calling someone by name. Remember, Zacchaeus was called by Jesus. Zacchaeus heard his name called by Jesus when he was hiding up the tree. "Zacchaeus," says Jesus, "come down, I want to dine at your house today." And then there was the most wonderful moment of recognition at the tomb on Easter morning. Mary Magdalene thought she was speaking with the gardener until she heard the voice she recognized say the name that she knew to be her own, Mary. That was the moment at which she recognized the Lord because of the sound of his voice calling her name. Many people travel to stand on the ground where Jesus spoke to Mary, to Peter, and to Zacchaeus, and such pilgrimages have always been a part of our Christian tradition. But they mean nothing unless we are helped to live in daily dialogue with Jesus on our home ground, on the ground on which we walk and work, we sleep and wake. The ground on which we succeed and fail, the ground, the place where we struggle and hope. This becomes holy ground. So many of us are united through this food for faith pilgrimage through Lent to Easter. People in Aotearoa, New Zealand, in Australia, across the Pacific, people in the United States and Canada, people in Asia, the Philippines, I think of you who are following from the Philippines, and in parts of Europe, and especially a significant number of you in Italy. All of us together are on holy ground because this is where we hear the voice of Jesus calling our name. Here's an invitation you might consider. Take a moment when this podcast is finished to be aware of the ground on which you live and work, the place where you have been called to live in relationship with Jesus today. Take a moment to be aware of all that makes up that place, the hopes and joys, your griefs, your anxieties, your worries, your struggles, the people that you like, the people you find more difficult, all of this, everything that makes up your life on the ground on which you stand today. And now speak to Jesus from this place, and in stillness and silence, throughout today, listen for his voice.